This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's the first time I always had second thoughts about this Musk guy. What's his name? The Tesla guy?
Elon Musk?
Yeah, you know, but he did say something very reasonable. I don't know if you heard it or not. He said, yes, how many enemies are you creating? These guys are out of their mind.
You think
these children who are crying, seeing their parents being... You're making enemies, future enemies. You see,
Elon Musk, yes.
I didn't see my grandfather shot. My mother told me, and I still remember it. It's here in my head. Yeah, I'm not going to do crazy thing here. I live in America, I understand. But it's still there. Can you imagine these children, young ones, seeing their parents shot in front of them or killed in front of them? How many enemies you're creating? That's what this Musk guy was telling them.
Elon Musk, yes.
And they didn't like that. They mm-hmm. consider this anti-Semitic.
And they went after him, too.
They went after him, yeah.
Yeah. So continuing on, we often hear, according to Amnesty International and even the Israeli Jewish rights organizations, they have declared this an apartheid state.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So do you have any stories also from people that you know, like what can they, because we often hear in 2005 that they pulled out. But they still control the food, the water, the calorie account, the fishing, the permits, building they couldn't build. Can you talk about, a little bit about this?
I mean, the best description that I heard, and it came from non-Muslim politician, Gaza is an open air prison. This came from, I just watched it the other day with Piers Morgan, this Jewish Norman Frank. He said it's a concentration camp. And he's a Jewish, thinker. You know, he's a heavy, heavy duty guy. You know, he's not some... He said that was exactly like the Germans placed them before, holocausting them, whatever that word is. What's the word, holocausting?
Yeah, So that was Norman Finkelstein. He was describing now what was happening to them, that this was a open concentration camp.
Yeah, so, I mean, and he said something, I watched this interview, Allah, I made dua for this guy, Ya Rab, may Allah guide him to Islam. It's the first time I see somebody talks about with sincerity. I don't know if you guys know him or not, but you should watch him. The guy said, these guys have no past, have no present, have no future. Imagine all how they make their money. You know, Israel will allow them to go and work as servants. And then they get some shekels and they come back. Hopeless. You got people hopeless. And this is the most intense, I think the word, heavily populated area, 2.3 million people living in a very small area. Very small area. So you're really sending people to despair. And that's a very dangerous when you send somebody to despair. You don't know what he's going to do. And that's what we're trying to tell America, not to stand by these. But you see, for America, unfortunately, as politicians, they don't want that motto that the IDF is undefeatable, and you can't defeat them. You can't defeat them, and that is why they are trying to kill as many people as possible, so nobody will even attempt to do that. But it's over. Yeah.